Monsieur le Président.
Chair, Your Excellencies, Distinguished Representatives, ladies and gentlemen, over this century, we have seen great strides made in biology, allowing us to address several societal challenges, including those related to food security, health, and climate change. We should not lose sight of the many and varied positive applications of these exciting developments in the field of the life sciences, including opportunities to strengthen the convention. However, the same technological advances can also be applied in the development of new forms of biological warfare, or could be used to fix problems with past generations of biological weapons. These weapons could be designed to cause mass destruction or for pernicious uses. The international community needs to work to prohibit and prevent both such possibilities. This is difficult in the current environment, marked by geostrategic tension which remains high and with pervasive mistrust. Beyond the BWC, the wider arms control architecture is under considerable pressure. The COVID-19 pandemic has demonstrated the power of biology to cause devastation on a global scale. It has exposed limits in public health preparedness to respond to disease outbreaks and highlighted the dangers of mis- and disinformation in public health responses, as well as the lack of trust that exists in most societies. The experience of COVID-19, along with advances in science and technology, increasing geostrategic tension, are a clear reminder of the importance of strengthening the Biological Weapons Convention. This treaty remains a cornerstone in efforts to prohibit and prevent the development, production, acquisition, transfer, stockpiling, and use of biological and toxin weapons. Therefore, at UNIDIR, we have stepped up our work towards advancing the BWC. Allow me to mention our work to explore science and technology review mechanisms under the Convention, which have provided states with options, including a hybrid review process. This is for their consideration in the run-up to and during the 9th BWC Review Conference. Allow me also to mention our research into gendered impacts of biological weapons and the organisation of the first ever side event on the relevance of the BWC addressing gender analysis in the implementation of the treaty. In 2020, UNIDIR's Innovations Dialogue brought together a range of stakeholders to collectively examine the implications of advances in life sciences and biotechnology for biosecurity and for the Biological Weapons Convention. We have also produced materials to help state parties to prepare for a successful review conference and enable them to better understand the implications of developments in science and technology, both positive and negative, for several articles of the BWC. Further UNIDIR work is under preparation, including reports on topics such as international cooperation under Article 10, as well as compliance and verification. We are encouraged by the many initiatives of relevance taken by states and other stakeholders. However, progress is unlikely unless these initiatives can be combined to form a balanced package of measures that address the interests of all state parties. UNIDIR will continue to support all efforts to strengthen the BWC and to work with others to find options and ideas to support the efforts of state parties. We wish you all every success in this meeting and beyond. Thank you, Chairman.